listening to our producers and taking in their concerns. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. That's exactly what Hunter Roberts did. He's the Secretary of the South Dakota Department of Agriculture. He spent some time with producers listening to them and their concerns.
Yeah, certainly kind of, you know, what's going on with weather, I think, is on the top of everyone's minds. Ag trade is a big thing. What's going on with federal programs is also a concern. But generally, I think when we were in Oneida, there was zero questions about ag, zero concerns expressed about ag, because, you know, these are mainly multi-generational producers that have seen it all. And they're going to go do what they do. And they understand we can't control everyone. And we understand their issues. Actually, a lot of the discussions were on kind of loss of businesses downtown or need for additional housing for employees, which I found very interesting. You know, certainly as dry as it is, people are looking at already getting in the field, so there's concerns there. But also, you know, I found it very interesting that producers were asking about housing.
We talk a lot about trade, as you and I are well aware, the trade tariff talk, and you work very closely with the South Dakota Trade Partners, of course, Luke Lindbergh and group. Your thoughts on that? What have you been hearing about this, like the trade tariffs and some of the things that we need to take, steps we need to take to keep these trade doors open?
You know, I think generally there's been a lot of patience, I think, from the South Dakota side and angst. We don't know what these impacts are going to do. I think generally we understand that, agree with President Trump, that we're not getting a fair deal in some of these countries. An example was I was in India on a trade mission with four other departments of ag early January, and we're looking at imports. About everything's 40% tariff or more, which is just a crazy number in to access that huge market. I mean, I think generally there's some patience there, and everyone's kind of waiting to see which way it's going to shake out.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Lundberg.